it's time for some encouragement from your friends at Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today titled, The Triumph of Faith, was written by Arthur Jackson. A routine wellness check for little 4-year-old Calvin revealed a few unexpected spots on his body. During the visit, he was given some shots and the injection site was covered with a bandage. At home, when the time came to remove the small adhesive covering, Calvin whimpered with fear. Seeking to console his son, his father said, "Calvin, you know I'd never do anything to hurt you." His father wanted his son to trust him more than fearing the removal of the bandage. 4-year-olds aren't the only ones who grow faint in the face of discomfort. Surgeries, separation from loved ones, mental or psychological challenges, and more prompt our fears, sighs, cries, and groans. One of David's fear-filled moments was when he found himself in Philistine territory while fleeing a jealous King Saul. When he was recognized, he was anxious about what might happen to him. David was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath. Reflecting on this uncomfortable situation, David wrote in Psalm 56, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God I trust and am not afraid." What shall we do when life's discomforts stir up our fears? We can put our trust in our Heavenly Father. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 56, verses 1 through 4. "Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride many are attacking me. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Let's pray. Oh God, in our humanity and frailty, many times we are fearful. Would you help us to see and experience your love and care, even in the midst of our trials and discomfort? And it's in your name that we pray, Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.